Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Listen, I wanted to share something with you before we hear from some of our cancer warriors who share their experience of the DL Link. I want to share very quickly that in 1948, there was in the little town in Framingham in Massachusetts, a quaint New England town nestled about 20 miles west of Boston. Anyway, they decided to conduct a study over a long period of time. It was the Framingham Heart Study. And there was a whole curiosity about heart and correct and good health and the right way to eat or be in order to have improved health, especially around cardiovascular health. And as the study progressed, it became such a source of local pride, really, putting this unassuming Massachusetts town on the global map of groundbreaking medical research. Because the goal of the study was to help identify common factors or characteristics that contributed, as I said, to cardiovascular health. And that's what they did. And so they monitored the health of something like 5,200 odd residents, a mix of men and women from the small town. And what did they find? Well, first of all, when you talk about health or disease, everyone expects the usual suspects to emerge as key factors like genetics and diet or the amount of daily exercise people get. And we know that these factors matter a huge amount. And the study showed this, but there was something that was very, very interesting that came out of the study that was very surprising and really significant. And it was around longevity that they saw this pattern emerging. And it was more important than the foods that people ate and how much they walked and even their genetic makeup. And the most significant predictor of lifespan was something entirely different. And it was lung capacity. The bigger and stronger the lungs, the longer the people lived, the healthier they were. So just to end off on what I was talking about with breath work, just make sure that you are breathing from the belly and from the diaphragm, as if you're filling your lungs with air from the bottom to the top. You don't want to be lifting your shoulders and breathing high up in the chest. Lung capacity has been linked to longevity. And that's all I'm going to say about breath work. We're going to take a quick listen to some of our cancer warriors talking about their experience with the DL Link.
Hi, Gabby and DL Link. Just a message from Barbara Garnett to thank you for all your loyal support, especially during my husband's illness with cancer. He did pass away 5 years ago. Your Zoom with Linda on a Tuesday, Avi, is my best. Lots of your Zooms have been amazing. Thanks once again. May you go from strength to strength. Lots of love, Barbara Garnett.
The DL Link team is the most amazing, caring team that I know, not only for cancer sufferers, but for anyone who has immune deficiency diseases and life-threatening diseases. They help in every way. They are just the most amazing team. Thank you so much for all you have done for my daughter. Thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it's that time to bid you farewell. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly have enjoyed being in your company. Remember, you can catch the podcast on the Chai FM website. From me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.